Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of my podcast. And today I'm here with Miss K. Say hello, Miss K.
Hello.
Would you like to tell my audience what topic we are discussing today?
Today we are going to be talking about Area 51.
Would you like to start off our conversation, or would you like me to?
Well, what is Area 51?
It's an army base in Nevada.
Oh. And what do you think they do there?
I think it's just an army base.
You think it's just an army base?
Yeah.
Why do so many people think there's aliens there?
Probably because of when they're testing airplanes. It looks like UFOs, possibly.
I can't just tell it's an airplane. What's wrong with people? It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, and when pilots look at it and it's above them, they think it's a UFO.
Because they're testing different types of planes, different sizes and different shapes, so it doesn't look like a regular plane.
Right. That's what they do, yeah.
UFOs?
Yeah.
So, why don't you think there's aliens there, then? So many people think that there's aliens that, like, work there, even. Have captured aliens and they're testing aliens there.
Well, yeah, but, in my last episode, the third episode, we had discussed aliens. I still believe that they weren't real after my interview with Max.
You still don't believe they're real?
No.
So he convinced you that he was trying to convince you they are, but you don't believe him still?
Well, sort of. It really depends on, like, which way you're looking at it from, sort of. But I'm not sure, really, if aliens exist, or if they don't, do not.
Yeah. So in Area 51, I feel like they're doing a lot of building of new types of airplanes and drones, right? Because drones have gone into space, is that correct?
I'm not sure. So they might have.
I'm pretty sure that a drone has gone into space. I'm pretty sure they have, and I don't know if they make them there, but maybe they're making drones there that will go into space for longer periods of time, and maybe those will discover aliens. But I feel like if there was aliens in Area 51, that we would have known about it by now, because it's been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
If they had found something, like, 70 years ago, I think we would have known about it by now.
Yeah, but what if it wasn't 70 years ago? What if it was just recent, for example?
That they found aliens?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in them until I see them myself. Same with, like, ghosts and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
unless I see it myself, I don't believe it.
Yeah, but what are they?
Me the most amazing story about seeing a ghost, and I would not believe you because I didn't see it myself. Same with, like, Area 51. I don't know what's inside there until I go in there and see.
They aren't going to let you in. They are not going to let
you in. No, they're not going to let anybody in.
But that's that might be the reason.
By what they're saying.
That might be the reason why people think there's aliens in there, too, because nobody is let in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then there's all these stories of, like, I saw an alien in Area 51 and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm, but you still don't believe in aliens. Why? Because you haven't seen it yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Until you see something yourself...
Until you see something yourself as you said, you could tell me the most ridiculous story,
like or the most like, stressful sounding story, like the most amazing story ever, and it sounds so true.
But I wouldn't believe it until I see it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Like, you could say that there was a virus, like, if I was in space, you could tell me that there was a virus that wiped out half of Earth. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe you until I see it.
Yeah, until it happens. Just the same, yeah, like with COVID. If someone told you, like, I don't know, how old are you now?
10.
If someone told you, like, a few years ago that all those things before COVID, that all that was going to happen, and that you were going to have to stay in your house and no one was going to be able to leave their house, would you have believed them?
No.
No, I wouldn't have believed it either, that some kind of virus was going to keep me in my house. Right?
Right.
Exactly. So back to Area 51. If we just think that it's just the Air Force in there making planes and weapons. Right?
Right.
What else are they making in there?
Probably.
Do you think they're doing anything suspicious?
Yes, they're, I don't know, they're research, they, even though I don't believe in aliens, even though, like, the talks that I've had with some of my guests on the topics, it's almost sort of convinced me that the aliens are real, but that's just what they think. So, like you said, I wouldn't believe it until I'm shown.
Exactly, because, yeah, they could tell you all these stories, and you'd be like, oh, maybe it is real. But not until I see it.
Right.
So would you ever go to Area 51?
Because
people go out on the outside of it, right?
Yeah, I would go to the outside.
People have tried to go in.
Right. I just need to run to the washroom quickly, so if there's any points you want to make to my audience, feel free to make those points. Okay.
Can't you just pause it?
But yeah, but dude, don't you want to make any points?
No, not without you here. Can you just pause it?
Okay, one second. Sorry, what were you saying or asking about Area 51?
I was thinking for Area 51, because they're making weapons and planes and all that stuff, do you think that it's possible that in there they're making, like, massive, like, mass destructive weapons where they're gonna, like, blow up certain parts of the world?
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Because it's one of the most...
Why is it so secretive in there?
Exactly. Like, maybe because they don't want other organizations to find out, or other countries, right?
Yeah. Like, all the countries that we're at war with, do you think that they would be making, like, weapons that would be able to get rid of countries?
Yeah, probably, maybe.
Do you think?
Possibly, but would you ever go? Would you ever go to the outside of Area 51?
Sure, I would go just to see it. But really, I guess there's not much you can see because they don't let you in. But do you think that one day, though, that they're going to use it to try to, like, blow up parts of the world? Like, do you think that people are that evil that they would be in there working for years and years on some kind of bomb or...
That does seem pretty unrealistic, but...
Then why is it so secret? What are they doing in there? Just they don't want anybody to, like, come in there and know... Oh, they don't want, like, other countries to find out their plans.
Right.
What's going on in there?
And too, like, what if they aren't doing anything and it's just like an army base and this is all like just fake news that everybody's caught on to?
Yeah, it's just people training there, right? To be in the Air Force.
Possibly, yeah.
If you ever got the chance to, like, go actually in there and work there, would you do that?
Yeah, I would take it.
You would?
Yeah, I would take it.
But you wouldn't be allowed to talk about what was inside there. Would you be able to be, like, be quiet and not tell your parents or your friends? You think so?
Yeah.
You think you can keep that big of a secret? I guess if you went in there, you would have to, because what do you think would happen to you if you went into Area 51 and you worked there and then...
You'd probably get fired.
You went and told people what you saw.
You'd probably get fired.
So you're just going to get fired?
Yeah, probably.
When you told the whole world what the biggest secret was?
I mean, well, then they might kill you, but... Because it's so,
true. So then you would take that chance and go and work in Area 51?
Yeah.
Even though if by accident you, slipped up and said something to somebody, that you would take that chance that you might be killed?
Yeah, I would.
Just because you think it would be so cool to be in there?
Yep. That's what I think.
So what kind of job would you do in Area 51?
I mean, you could be a maintenance guy, you could be a research guy, telescope guy. No, that's not right. I would probably be a...
Would you want to build the planes?
I would be a test pilot.
Oh, so you'd be one of those people that everyone was thinking was an alien in a UFO, but it's just you in a tiny plane?
Yeah.
I think those planes they're probably really different looking.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I wonder what they look like. What do you think they would look like?
Well, they're...
You think they look like a plane, but a miniature version, or more like what you would think a UFO or a spaceship would look like?
I would say probably more a UFO.
And you'd want to fly one of those?
Yeah. Because I think it would just be fun for the experience.
Would you want to fly a normal plane?
Well, yeah, but it'd be for the experience, right?
Yeah, for the experience, of course. But
after that, I would quit.
You wouldn't be scared for being up there in a UFO-looking thing and people thinking you're an alien? Wouldn't you be scared that someone would try to take it down while you were in there?
Well, no, because the whatever plane you're in, it's an army plane, so it's equipped with whatever.
So you'd have a parachute so you could jump out?
Yeah. Or you could shoot down the...
Or you think it's bulletproof?
I mean, well, maybe. I wouldn't go as far as to say bulletproof, but parachute, ways to defend yourself from other planes. Stuff like that. That's where I'd stay.
I don't think I would want to work there.
Why?
I feel I have to be too secretive and be away from my family for so long, because I think when you're in there for a long time. Do you think they go there for 9 to 5 and then they leave and go home to their family?
No. I get it.
So you would be away from... You'd have to be single.
Yeah, good point.
No kids, no wife. Right?
Right. No husband.
Yes. Good, right? No husband. You'd have to be away for a really long time, because you're not going to be allowed to leave once you're in there, I think. I think those people have probably been in there for a long time. Do you think you'd go mad being in Area 51 in a place...
I think every day would be a different adventure, because every day they're progressing through the stages of technology, right?
Yeah. So every day you're gonna do something new, learn something new.
Yeah.
And what would you do if you worked in there and then one day they actually brought in an alien?
Then I would leave.
Would you want to leave, or would you want to go and see it or experiment with it?
I would leave.
You would leave? What if they didn't let you leave? What would you do?
I'd try to get any way to get out of it.
Would you stay away from it, or would you...
I would stay away from it.
Pardon?
I would stay away from it.
Yeah? Why?
What if it's infected with some kind of disease?
Well, you can wear one of those big, like, hazmat suits.
Yeah, but what if the disease is strong enough to get through the hazmat suit?
True, so you don't think aliens would be friendly then if they were real?
Well, I'm not sure really on that part of it, but like, if aliens were in Area 51, why wouldn't they tell people?
Because they don't want to scare people?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Or maybe they're trying to, like, maybe they only have, like, a couple aliens, and they're trying to figure out where, like, all the rest of them are, or if there's more than just that one or two aliens that they have there. Or maybe they're trying to mate them to make more aliens, and they haven't figured out how to do it yet.
So they're, what you're saying is, like, they're experimenting with the aliens, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because they don't know everything about them that they need to know, they can't share that with the world, because then everyone's going to start speculating like they do now about what's in there, right? So right. Until they have enough information to share with everyone, they don't want to scare everyone that all these aliens are in outer space and are going to come and invade Earth. Because if they haven't found, say maybe they only have one or two and they never found another one.
Right.
Maybe those two were just the stupid aliens and got caught.
Yeah, but what if there's the smart aliens?
They're the smart ones?
Yeah.
And then you think there's only two smart ones?
Yeah.
Or they're all really smart, but they just got caught?
They're all really smart.
I guess you could be smart and got caught.
Yeah. We could.
Yeah, so maybe they're just playing dumb because they're so smart, so that we don't figure out where the rest of the aliens are.
Yeah, but wouldn't they find, a way to, get the information that they need out of the aliens?
I'm sure they could probably figure it out, just the same way that the police or the FBI or whoever get information from criminals, right? Eventually. Or not with everybody, though. Usually you can get it out of people.
Usually.
Usually. Well, maybe aliens don't talk.
Oh.
Or maybe they have a different language and they're still trying to figure out how to communicate with them.
And that's why
we don't know that they're there.
And that's why the people in Area 51 haven't, like, told anybody yet.
Mm-hmm. Because they have no idea what these aliens are saying.
Yeah, but I feel like this, what if Area 51 is just planes?
Yeah.
It's
possible that that's all it is, and what they tell us is real, that it's just the planes and weapons that they have to develop to protect our country when we go to war, right?
Well, we don't live in the States,
we need weapons. No, I'm saying, but for the United States, right?
Right.
That, unfortunately, it's a possibility that we would have to go, or the United States, but Canada would also have to take part. We'd have to go to war, and you need weapons, and that's sad. But unfortunately, that's what they have. Maybe they are actually just doing that.
Yeah. Right?
And by them doing all that, that will protect our country. If, again, there is a war.
Right.
Because we've had two that involved us, like, fully involved us.
Right, I see.
Right? Or, like, world.
Yeah.
Of course, anyways, we've had more than two, but not world wars. So, maybe that is all they're doing.
Yeah, it could be a possibility. Or they're not even, like, maybe they're just doing, like, pilot training, like fighter jet training. Maybe they aren't even doing making planes.
Is that possible too? I feel like if there was aliens, or even they're using the Area 51 to find aliens, to find out if aliens are actually true, are actually real, right?
Right.
Because they've made, like, drones in the past. I don't know where they made these drones. If I don't even know if it was Area 51, but who knows? Maybe Area 51 is working on drones that can actually go to space and be there longer and go to, like, all different parts of space.
Yeah.
If they get to that point, then, I mean, then that would be the way that they would find aliens out there.
Yeah, but what if there aren't even aliens?
With a drone, you don't have to put a person in there, right?
Right. What if there aren't even aliens?
Moving.
If you haven't watched.
If there's not what?
Episode 3, watch it. What if there aren't even aliens?
If there aren't even aliens?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. I really don't want there to be aliens, do you?
I mean, for
a day? What
do you
think they would look like?
I think they would look weird. Like.
Yeah, so you'd like to have aliens for a day and that's it?
For a day, that's it. Send it back to space after that.
Yeah.
Unless they
don't they look anything like what you see in movies?
Probably.
Yeah, you don't think they just look human like we all look?
I mean, that's a possibility if they could. But...
Yeah.
Like, if we don't, if they don't. Like, if they don't exist, or if they talk a different language, or they... I don't know. But why? What's the point in studying them?
Studying them, you mean if they're real?
Yeah.
Because they always want to learn, like, because that's just what humans do. They see something that they don't understand, and they have this need, this urge to want to understand everything and learn as much as they can.
Ah.
Who knows, maybe aliens, something from another country, maybe they have something in them that can cure some other disease, right? That we have on Earth that they don't have on their planet. And so maybe they have, like, the antidote for some kind of disease.
Yeah.
Right?
Or, like,
who knows?
As you were saying, that aliens have the antidote for diseases. What if Area 51 made the stuff, or the aliens, or Area 51 workers got the stuff that they need and gave it to scientists to cure COVID?
Yeah.
To study.
That could happen too.
That could. Anything's possible, really.
Or what if in Area 51 they're actually just creating aliens? They're creating some weird creature in Area 51, and they're gonna send that weird creature out into space to see if it will survive.
Yeah.
Because we can't survive on the other planets.
No.
Maybe they're creating some weird creature there, and they're gonna send it off in a UFO weird plane that they're creating there. And they're going to send it out into space and see if it survives. They're testing what they can, what type of people or alien can live on a different planet. And maybe that will one day help us figure out how we as humans can live on different planets.
Yeah, and, like, on different planets, they've already discovered other planets that that our organisms are able to live on. For example, so
there
could be a colony of aliens on Mars.
True.
For example, or Saturn.
That's why we need to get a drone that can go and stay up there for that long without, like, blowing up. Because the drones we use here on Earth, you can't use those ones in space. Because of the air pressure or something, right? And the temperatures.
That's true,
so
yeah.
They have to create special ones.
Right.
So.
And what if the drones aren't even created by humans?
They're created by the aliens that are in Area 51.
Yeah. Or, they were able to harness the brain power of the aliens and build the drone that could go anywhere.
Well, that would be cool, and then at least they could prove to us that aliens are real if they are. Because unless I see it,
you don't believe it.
That's right. That's how I am. Mm-hmm. And you said you're the same way.
Yeah.
Are there any...
Maybe they're working... I think they're creating some organisms, like you said. I think they're working on creating them so they can send them off.
Are there any...
other planets.
Are there any last points you'd like to make, just as we're wrapping it up here?
Yeah, I think that maybe in Area 51, I think I've maybe convinced myself that they're making weird organisms or whatever there to send off into space. I think it's kind of cruel, though.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think they are doing what they're saying they're doing. They're making weapons and the planes and all those types of things, but I think there's something suspicious going on in there that they don't want us to know until they actually 100% understand what they're doing. I think it's too dangerous for them to share it with the world until they actually understand. Because that just creates chaos, right? People will start going crazy because there's already people that are so crazy and, you know, so suspicious of what's going on in there and bring up all these conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah.
So you just make people go more nuts than they are.
Right.
What do you think?
I think that there still could be aliens in Area 51. There could not be. And you can think whatever you want, and I'll think whatever I want.
That's true. Everyone has their own opinions.
Yep.
And you can't tell people what to think. Right? It's always, I'll see it when I believe it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on my show. I'm glad that you...
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to find the time. And...
Yes. I'm a very important person, and you delaying half an hour really would have messed up my day.
Yeah.
I'm very needed.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.